We first flew out of Milan into Bucharest, Romania. From there, we did travel upward along the middle of the country to Braincastel, which is one of the three known Transylvanian castles in Eastern Europe. It's also the same castle that was used but for visual inspiration to the artist of Beauty and the Beast. I will never forget this. I was walking up the hill towards Braincastel, and the road kind of curves off to the right. I looked up that hill, and immediately I saw the frame from Beauty and the Beast when the mob is running up to the castle during the song, and he's saying, "Kill the beast, kill the beast." That road is the exact same, like, angle, exactly the same as the castle, as Braincastel. And that was from Brașov. It was then just a lot of traveling. We went. It was a 24-hour train ride. It's just like out of the Harry Potter movies. You look at it's just three on one bench, three on the other, space for your bags up top, and then just down a couple cars is a similar set of rooms with sliding door closed, but with bunks. Just a lower bunk, a middle bunk, and a very, very top bunk with you in like the ceiling 2 feet above your head. I was in the top. I purposely actually wanted the top, so I wanted to be at that tiny little space because I was like, I don't think I'm ever going to do this again. Krakow was like, it was like traveling through time from the outside of the city in. There was about four or five of these onion ring-like segments of the city, and we literally walk about 15 blocks from our hostel to the center, the city center. Every 3 blocks or so, you could tell when you passed a major street that you were going from like 20th century to 19th century, 19th century to like 18th, 17th century. By the time we got to the city center, being in the middle of it was like, this is what it was like 500 years ago. Main attraction, but the whole purpose of going was to take the 1 hour bus ride out to Auschwitz. And that was, yeah, I don't know, that was important. The stark reality of the Arbeit macht frei above you is just the beginning. You walk under it when you walk into the camp. I don't know how to describe it in words. One building is an exhibit of literally just luggage boxes piled on top of each other. Probably kind of dusty, kind of old, and those are all original luggage boxes. Another one was a literally a pile in a smaller cutout, a pile of eyeglasses. But we walk into one cabin, and the entire ground floor, it's not, so this was the entire 8x8 section. No displays, no platforms to hold other thing on it. But the entire floor is covered, up to about your knee level in human hair. Human hair. A whole
What's
room full of people with me. And it's just silent. I mean, you walk into that room and you see that, and everyone's just like, I mean, I don't know.